Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How is it going?
Well, hello, Benans. Good. What's going on with you?
Not much. Excited to kick off yet another week here on Watch What Crappens. What is there to say? It was a fun weekend. Lots of good TV happened over the weekend. Love Island was completely bonkers. House the Dragon, also another strong episode. And today we're talking Atlanta. House the Dragon will, like last week, we'll have it up probably tomorrow. And today it's Atlanta and later on Rhode Island. And then we also have our Amazon Live. Thanks to everyone who joined us last week for our two Prime Day episodes. Today we are back at our normal time and schedule, which is of course at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 East Coast time. Come join us. We are going to be talking about some stuff. I'm going to be giving a full report about the lamp I bought last week.
That's so exciting.
That's not enticing. Oh, you are. That's fun.
I'm going to be making peanut butter chocolate chip cookies.
Lucky. I'm going to be sitting here without cookies. I'll be holding a lamp. By the way, it was really funny. I took a picture of the lamp that I bought and I went to send it to you. Like, check out this lamp. It looks amazing. And I sent it to a totally random person instead. So, yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, yeah. I never got a lamp picture. What the hell?
I know. Cause I realized I sent it to someone else entirely. And she was like, okay,
well, damn.
I'll send it to you. I'll text it to you.
You might as well call me Sheena. Cause I just got robbed.
You did. Okay, let's talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta, shall we? It's time for the big cast trip.
Real Housewives of Atlanta, season 17, episode 13, Kilts, Chaos, and Reads.
Yes, Kilts, Chaos, and Reads. Well, of course, by the way, brand new newsletter is out, courtesy of Ronnie. It's on patreon.com/watchforcrappens. Free to all. You don't even have to be a Patreon member. But if you are a member, you also get access to our video, ad-free listening, weekly bonus episode. Last week, we did a trailer breakdown of the new Orange County trailer, season 20, which is going to premiere next week. So check that out. Also, by the way, we have a great YouTube channel, so be sure to subscribe to it because we put up all sorts of clips and fun stuff there. So anyway, back to the matter at hand, which is Kilts, Chaos, and Reads in Atlanta in Scotland. So we're headed there to Scotland so that way Portia and Phaedra can relive their traitors' experiences this time with the entire cast of Atlanta.
You know when one of your friends goes to, like, let's say Italy or something, and then they come back, and then you're going to go maybe one time. And they're like, oh my God, you got to go here, and you got to go here, and you got to go here. And you go to the places, and it's like some shitty little pizza place at an airport. But because they went there, it's so exciting in their minds that they make everybody else go there. That's what these trips to Scotland are like. Like, I'm glad you had fun. Why do I have to come? Because you were on Traitors. That was one of your memories, you know? I don't make you hide M&Ms in your belly button and eat them in the middle of the night to get some sadistic joy that you tricked everybody, because that's what I enjoy.
I just have to assume that maybe Scotland is giving some sort of subsidized travel to NBC Peacock at this point.
Yeah.
Bring your people over for free.
I just assume. This guest, though. They go over to Scotland and they're like, ew, the weather's gross. When is it sunny? And they're like, it's Scotland. Yeah, but literally half our clothes are bikinis. So,
are you really? This is like, last year we got to go to the Caribbean. This year we get to go to damp. But I mean, I would love to go to Scotland. I would love, love, love to go. But you can just sort of see they're like, oh, great. I think a lot of the Real Housewives, they love when they get to go to sunny locales for their vacations. Not cloudy ones. I don't even know when this was filming. Was this filming in... When was Atlanta filming, you think?
I don't know. I don't keep tabs. I don't keep filming. I have actually
no idea. No idea when it was filming. Probably the fall. Anyway, Phaedra's saying that she loves Scotland because of the traitors. She goes, I had a wonderful experience, and it was very iconic. So then we see, one of her great moments, of her saying to Peter, "What you might have forgotten, Peter, is that this is not The Bachelor, and I don't have to kiss your ass for a rose." It's like, ah, oh, the glory days.
Yeah.
Portia, however, like, is just a dust cloud.
Well, I just got red. Okay. And then Portia was on, too, and she's like, Portia was also on The Traitors, and it wasn't the same experience. It's like, hi, Portia. Bye, Portia. Hey!
Oh, poor Portia. Portia is like, she's going to make the best of this experience. Because also, she says, it's for my girl's birthday! Because it's Phaedra's birthday. And so they're going to celebrate in Scotland. So they all arrive. It's 56 degrees in Scotland and rainy. And the driver's like, this is normal weather for here. And then Shamia's like, I'm a little bit nervous about going to this cold climate. I want to make sure I don't get cold. And then she, of course, has a giant heating pad that she puts on her lap because she's wacky and full of prop comedy. She's the Carrot Top of Atlanta.
In her confessional, she's like, I'm not going to get cold. This is my heating pad. I could put it on my lap. I could throw it on a chair. Look, I'm skiing on a heating pad. Oh, you're trying harder than the heating pad.
I know. At this point, I want the heating pad to be the eighth housewife on this show, not Shamia. So the heating pad is like, I may be flat, but I'm also hot because I'm a heating pad. So Phaedra is saying that she's like, Scotland's the perfect place.
I may seem like a warm person, but I'm always coiled.
Just because I can heat you up doesn't mean I'm not cold. Heating pad needs to work on their lines.
Please keep me out of Shamia scenes.
I may get into bed with you, but I'm not a slut. I don't know, heating pad. You got to work on that one.
Let's stop slut shaming heating pads while we're at it, world. So Kelly asks, are there black people in Scotland? Maybe. Is there a hood in Scotland?
And Angie, what?
I was just saying, I don't know.
Oh.
I literally Rocks. Don't know.
Druids. Oh. So Angie says that they are in the land of the traitors. She says, this is frickin' Freck spot. And so Pinky is like, I pray that Scotland, that we're catching a new wind and all the ladies can kumbaya and really just do a hard reset. The group needs to file a friend bankruptcy, okay? Pinky, one thing that you and many others before you have to know is that there has never been a vacation in the history of the Real Housewives that has ever brought any of the women closer together. Even faux moments of solidarity, like on this very show when Cynthia Bailey had everyone cast little flames into a river or something. I think it may be in Greece. It's all fake. And these trips do nothing but tear you guys apart. And you just have to accept that.
That's what they're made for. Get with it. I love that Pinky just knows her role on this show. And what she's going to do is she's going to say the ladies need to get along. And she's going to mention bankruptcy and or veganism. That's it. That's all she's gonna do. Like, Pinky, could you introduce Scotland? Well, I'll tell you what, it better not be Scott Meatland because I'm not having it.
Is there vegan haggis? So they arrive at Gilmerton House, which was built in 1650. And it's like a big old house. It's like the Traitor's Castle, but it's not. Which, by the way, nothing says going to bring the group together than recreating the vibe and experience of the Traitors. So Cynthia is like, it's super fabulous, but it definitely gives one of those places where a bunch of rich people come and then somebody gets murdered. Well, I was like, the good news is there are several people who are not rich on your cast that are here. So we're already bucking against the trends.
Yeah. I find it funny that in America, they have to put it in the contract, like the house contract, if somebody has died in that house. Like, that's a thing, you know? Mm-hmm. At least in some states. They have to report it because people are so afraid to be somewhere that people have died. And here you're going to some places from 1650. Like, thousands of people have died there.
Oh, my God. Just like generic deaths, too. Consumption. you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, malaria. Is there like a black plague warning on the realty? On the realty, you know.
You know, there's a bunch of scarlet fever deaths. Mm-hmm. Just like, yeah, the girl from Downton Abbey death. You know,
there's all kinds of shit going on there. And in America, we're like, that house is more than 20 years old. If somebody's died there, I won't even go in. That's ridiculous. And here, like, it's 1650. We used to burn witches in this living room. Have a good evening. By the way, there's no central air or cable. Okay.
Well, it's like the Real Housewives themselves. If you're like 31 and you're being like a total bitch, it's like, okay, you know what? Shut up. But then if you're like 48, to 74 and being a total bitch on these shows, it's like, icon, amazing. So once you age into it, once you age into it, then we love all the bad shit.
Yeah, once you age into it, it's like, oh my god, did you hear what happened in your bedroom? It's
10 good. People it's died here, but it was like centuries ago, so it's amazing. It's haunted.
Yeah. Botulism hit this castle. Oof, it was ugly. God, they've really gotten good with carpet cleaners, haven't they? Oh, yeah, we haven't changed this since everyone got botulism all over the carpet.
Well, why would you? It's a classic. God, it must suck to be a ghost that's stuck in like a 1984 ranch home or something like that. Split level ranch. It's like, what? I want to haunt like a giant mansion in Scotland. It's like, sorry. You're just gonna haunt this suburban tract home until it actually gets demolished, and then you're just gonna float around the neighborhood. That's the best you can do.
Yeah, because our ghosts, I feel like our ghosts over here are so boring and they're just mean. You know, everyone's like, oh my god, a ghost is like chasing me or it's trying to kill me. And I feel like ghosts over there are like, welcome to the house. That's the needlepoint section over there. That's the botulism carpet. Just make yourself comfortable.
They're all casting judgment on us over there. They're all sitting around and be like, oh, look, more Americans coming to visit. They all have British accents. Look,
the nouveau dead.
Nouveau dead.
So they talk about how fabulous this is. And there is a black Scot here. And they're trying to decide whether or not he looks like Idris Elba. And the producer asked Kelly, does he remind you of a certain ex, Idris Elba? She's like, hell no. He's a nice-looking African-American buff man. He ain't nowhere near no Idris. Like, did you say African-American because he's Scottish? She's like, black is black. We're all the same. Whatever.
So then there's a lady up on, like, a balcony who is, like, going to town on a bagpipe. And Cynthia's like, do you hear that banjo? She's just projecting deliverance onto this place. And then Shamia gets out and starts like doing Shamia dancing to the bagpipe, of course. And Shamia's like, you know, now she's dancing in her confessional and she's like, I was like, okay, I feel Jesus in this place. Okay, I hear you, God. I'm like, oh, Shamia, stop. Okay, so then this guy's name is
Crying harder than the bagpipe lady. The bagpipe lady is like the opposite of a black Scot. She is the whitest lady ever. She's like, all right, we're ready to get down with some bagpipes, ladies.
She is having the time of
get
her
me
life.
An iPod. Get me an Alexa that can just play some 80s pop music at this point. I get that we're going with the theme here, but get out, bagpipe lady.
So we have Torgi. Torgi is our tour guide. I mean, it's in the name, basically. And he is actually like a famous, I guess, influencer. His whole thing is that he is a black Scottish guy. And he's also buff and handsome and hot. So he has a big following. And so everyone's like, oh, Torgi, hello.
Yeah, they call him Scottish Beef. On TikTok, he's at Starboys Obers Fitness. So it's a good way to get a butler. Go to the gym.
New follow coming in soon. He's hot. He really is hot. And the accent is like, it's really charming on him. He is there and they're all like, wow. They are all fawning over him, as is, I imagine, a lot of the audience. And Pinky is like, he's fine. Don't tell my husband. I was like, oh. Shamia's like, I have followed Torgy for quite some time because I didn't even realize that they had black Scots. But seeing him in the flesh and around these women, oh my God. So Pedro's like, he reminds me of Sterling K. Brown, dipped in chocolate. The point is that they're all basically salivating over Torgy, and it goes on for a little bit.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Portia and Phaedra go check out the house to see what the best rooms are and stuff. And she's like, this is like the trader's house. And it kind of gives like that white ghost that comes out at night. Like, I think this is the best place for everybody. So they look at bedrooms, and Torgy saves the best for last. But the first bedroom is also really big and nice. So at the table, the other ladies are talking about who was in whose car. And Kelly's like, oh, Cynthia, what'd you find out from Phaedra and Portia in your car? And she's like, well, I wasn't able to get much, but expect the unexpected.
So they're big brother. Big brother. Yep.
That's Big Brother, Cynthia. Wrong game show, Cynthia.
So Pinky is talking about, Shamia asks Pinky how her movie is coming along. This is actually funny because Shamia's like, hey, how's the movie coming? And Pinky's like, oh, it's going good. We finalized the budget and we're going to move forward with Shamia being Trina, one of the main characters on the show. So I'm like, did Shamia already know that? Was she setting up like her own flowers there? I mean, why would Shamia say, hey, how's that movie going? Oh, it's great. We've decided to go forward with you. Unless this was a typo, unless accidentally this was not Shamia who said it, but it just feels weird that Shamia would set up Pinky to announce that Shamia got the role in her TV show.
So she's like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you. Emmy incoming. And Angela's not cheering. And everybody else does. And Angela's like, well, I think we should all do a cameo. And they're like, ooh.
Yeah.
You're not getting in on this. Shamia has worked hard for this. Did you not just see her prop work with a heating pad in the confessional?
Yes. Okay. She put in her time at Stella Schmadler. Okay. So everyone's Angela's like aiming for this cameo. Honestly, you probably have more success just doing an actual cameo than trying to have a cameo on Pinky's project. But Pinky's like, yeah, casting is closed.
Yeah. And Pinky's like, you can stream it on whatever platform we'll be on. So thank you and good night. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
YouTube, I look forward to visiting you.
So they're joking that like Phaedra should be in it because you know, and because that'd be funny and she could play an attorney. And Pinky's like, but oh, and she's your attorney now, right, Kelly? And Kelly's like, yes, although the judge signed off on, you know, I do have all major decision making. I can't film with my daughters. So Phaedra reached out to me and actually offered her services. So if you're wondering why my daughters aren't here in Scotland, that's why. It's because my ex won't allow me to bring them to Scotland to film.
Why my kids are in Scotland. So she talks about how grateful she is. And Drew's like, did I hear that you say you moved to? And she's like, well, I did, you know, because after that whole situation with the neighbor, let's not even talk about it. It was crazy. She was stalking me. She was basically stalking me. And don't Google it. Don't Google it. But if you do, you're going to see that the first thing that pops up is HOATPO, temporary protection order. And we see the headline, Kelly Farrell hit with temporary restraining order after allegedly breaking into neighbor's home and being physically restrained as she speaks out.
So Kelly is like, thank God Shamia allowed me and my girls and my dog and my turtles and my new teeth to stay in her townhome. Thank you so much. And Cynthia is like, well, just so you know, we've all been through it. You are not alone. For instance, Portia sort of had the storyline last season when she wasn't allowed to film with her kids. So we understand where you've been through. So please don't hesitate to call on any of us. We may not answer, but feel free to call.
Yeah, Cynthia's like, girl, if I could just tell you all the times that I've gone to my HOA's home and physically attacked them. I haven't done that. But it's a good story. It's a, It's a good story. And Kelly's like, well, you know, thanks. It's just really hard to be vulnerable because the moment that something happens, it's like thrown back in my face. And Angela's like, well, I agree, but it's a little hypocritical because I'm the least represented here. I have the least support at times here.
Oh, Angela. Angela's ready to make a scene. By the way, can we walk that back a little bit? When has Kelly been vulnerable and it was thrown in her face on this show? I don't seem to really remember that actually ever happening. Unless I'm forgetting something.
What she's saying is she's talked about her marriage and then her husband has like sued and said,
oh,
like he's defaming her and stuff. So she's like, I think that's what she's saying. It's like, I'm trying to be vulnerable on the show, but then that anything I say gets pulled into court.
Oh, okay. Because I took it that she was saying that it gets thrown back by the other women, which is clearly how Angela took it as well. Because she's like, what are you talking about? You've got allies. I don't have allies. And Pinky is like, what are you talking about? You're not represented. And they're like, well, yeah, what are you saying? She's like, well, I don't have people chiming in on my behalf, which is not totally true because Drew is there. And Drew actually jumps in right now. And Drew's like, well, I may try to be an advocate for her. You know, I try to help her, you know, to maybe get you guys understand what she's saying. Cause I think it's no secret that we have each other's back when it's necessary. And you know, Shamia was losing her mind because Shamia hates that Drew called her a lapdog. And here's Drew basically saying, yeah, well, I will advocate for Angela. So that way you guys understand her more. But I'm not a lapdog.
Yeah, and Kelly's like, well, let me just say this to Angela. Even when I had the event at Williams-Sonoma and that situation transpired and we see a flashback of that messy guy being like, cheers, if your name is Angela and your husband's cheating on you. He sure tried it. I don't like that they even showed his face again. I think they should have just like shown him blurred out.
Yeah. She says, I made sure that individual was taken out immediately. So I just want to let you know that I still protect you. And she's like, no, because that's not true because you immediately said you thought I had something to do with it. She's like, well, did I think it's weird? I mean, abso-fucking-lutely. And Angela's like, whatever. So now they go on a little tour.
I don't know. I still think you look kind of guilty for having that guy show up at your event so comfortably and just walking up to everybody. So I don't know about this whole, I was there to help you. I was there to save you. Mm-hmm. And Kelly's like, well, did I think it was weird? Yes, I did. And now we see room tours. And there's some rooms that have a shared bathroom. And so Portia and Phaedra are like, wow, those people need synergy. And Phaedra's like, no, let's put people by each other that don't like each other.
Yeah.
Nothing so back at the peace by sharing a shitter with somebody.
Yeah. Always. Back at the table, and they're still talking about this guy. And so Angela's like, well, for anyone to assume that I did it, that was blasphemy. Cynthia's like, well, why would you do it? It's always the why for me. The why. That's how we felt many times when you were married to Peter Thomas. Why? Why? Why, Cynthia?
The why of it.
The why for us.
Shamia says, well, when we were in Nashville, you came out yelling at the pool, fuck Charles, fuck Charles. And Angela's like, no, that's not what I said. And Shamia's like, am I lying? Did she say that? And Angela's like, let's talk about that then. What were you saying about Charles? She said, I said, I don't know Angela. I've never met Angela. I've met Charles several times. That's it. And what you did. She's like, I work for the NBA. And you know that because you can't stop talking about me in the NBA. But what do I want to talk about, Angela, is why you feel the need to try and investigate me so bad. I've had two people come up to me at my workplace, and you don't need to look at her for validation. Stop looking at Drew, and you don't need to do all that. And this is the shit I'm talking about. And two people came up to me at my place of work and asked me, what's wrong with you and Angela? What work? Well, what work is she talking about?
What workplace? And also, like, is that, why is that investigating? I mean, I feel like if there are people who, like, you're a public persona, and if people know Angela and they know that that you guys aren't getting along and you guys haven't been getting along for a while, I don't think that's like I think it's messy on those people's parts. I don't think this is like, oh, Angela's investigating you, Shamia, and she's having minions go and track you down across the city. Like, that's such a, to me, an overblown situation. I think it's probably Angela talked to some people and was like, oh yeah, Shamia's the worst. She's messy. She probably slept with half the NBA people. And then, you know, messy people go and like find Shamia at whatever this quote unquote workplace is and are like, what's going on with you and Angela? Because people do that all the time. People try to start shit between people all the time. And like, that's just people being messy. I don't think it's like Angela, like hatching an investigation into you, Shamia.
Well, it also depends on where she's working, because is she talking about the radio show? Doesn't she do that radio show? So if people are coming up to you at the radio show, it's because they interview all these people. So they're like, oh, yeah, this is the gossip of the year. You have a problem with Angela. So I don't know. But this is not an episode to stand up for Angela either, because Angela does some crazy shit in this episode. It's like, what the hell?
It's really messy.
So Angela's like, anything I want to know, I can know on my own. I don't need any help. And she's like, well, then why do you keep digging? So Phaedra and Portia come back down while they're still arguing, and Shamia's like, this lady's calling around to everybody saying that she's seen me photographed with that she knows, and asks them, do you have any dirt on Shamia? Oh, she goes around to anybody I've been in a picture with and was like, do you have any dirt on Shamia? Do you have any dirt on Shamia?
And Shamia's like, so then Shamia does this whole like, well, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, blah blah blah. She does this whole sort of like performative, you know, famous prayer. And then she's like, and it just is like the way that Shamia grates on me, and it's so impressive how much she grates on me, especially considering I was very pro Shamia last season. The way that switch up happened for me, the 180, is kind of, it's like shocking. I just like feel like every interview is just so try hard. It's like, do you think that she'll get another season after this? Because I feel like this is a common sentiment among the viewers.
I have no idea. I don't. She'll probably say she quit. She can't take it because she's already doing the rounds of, oh, it's so difficult with everybody against me and I can't do anything and everybody's coming for me all the time. Make me look like the villain if you must. Make me look like. And here's the thing. I mean, Shamia has some, I think, solid gripes here with Angela. Angela's acting Looney Tunes, at least from what we find out in this episode. And Shamia still is obnoxious enough that people don't go against Angela. Just like, whatever.
Yeah.
So Phaedra's saying, who is they? And Shamia's like, they asked me not to say. And Angela's like, well, put it on the table then, okay? No, tell them how I'm friends with those people. Go ahead. She's like, oh, yeah, he gave money to your event last year, Angela. So that's how you know he knows me, and that's why I don't respect you. So now we're getting somewhere. And Phaedra's like, well, does she have any dirt on you? And Angela says, well, you just claimed this to be an investigation. She goes, well, I know you're asking around, and I would like for you to stop. Well, me asking George? Oh, come on. I can't even talk to George anymore. So here comes George into the conversation.
So this is George. He was the guy we saw earlier this season, this like lawyer who has the green beard. And Angela is like, George and I have seen each other in the company of Shamia. That's my neighbor. And when I spoke to my neighbors, I just wanted to make sure it was okay to bring up Shamia's name. And I can't even go to my HOA meetings anymore because anytime I speak to my neighbors, it's an investigation.
So Angela goes up to I'm seeing if I have a picture in here because I took one and I was cracking up. So she goes to the neighbor George, who is like one of those, did you get in a car crash? Call George. Like, he's those guys. And because he brought a big, you know, publisher clearinghouse style check to Shamia as a donation, now Angela is making it sound like Shamia fucked him for that donation.
Yeah.
So Shamia's like, go ahead. I know you've been asking if I've been fucking George. And she's like, well, I'm sorry. I know George. Okay.
Yeah, so Angela is trying to get this whole thing with George and Shamia. And then, which we find out, like,
making me laugh so hard. And she goes, girl, just say what's on your mind, okay? And Angela goes, girl, did you fuck George? And everyone's like, what? Jimmy is like, unlike you, I don't have to fuck to the top. And George is like, yes, I'm the top.
Yeah, George is very excited that he got placed above the Rhode Island HVAC king. So Angela's like, George is the one who said he had to pay you when he met you. And she's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And Cynthia's telling us, so the bodies that Angela is putting on Shamia, like, what happened to the Hawks and the Falcons? How did we get to George from that? Which is true. I kind of think if Shamia were being as promiscuous as Angela was saying, and she's like getting that like NFL and NBA D, why would she go to George? Just stay in that lane. That's like an amazing lane to be in.
Shamia is saying, well, y'all just listen to her call me a whore pretty much. And say I was cheating on my man with George. Can we all agree that she said that? And Angela's like, I'm just going off of him saying he paid you. And Cynthia's like, wait, was it a donation that he paid or did he pay? She's like, he donated to breast cancer, for Christ's sake. And we see him giving the big check. And Angela's like, well, if Shamia's talking, she's lying. He pulled her up and was like, she's so fine, I had to pay her. Is that what you say when you donate to charity? Do you go to Goodwill? Do you go to somebody, pull you up and say, you're so fine, I had to take your clothes? No.
But Angela, also, like, another question is, do you dye your beard green if you're trying to practice the law? So, like, I think logic is out of the window with this guy. Like, I mean, clearly to me, this guy was cracking a joke. I'm like, well, of course I had to donate to her charity. I mean, look, she's so fine. I would do anything she would tell me to do. That is a far cry from saying, from like, she's so fine, I had to pay her to have sex with me. Like, that's like, so the fact stupid that Angela's being such, she's not even being a literalist. She's being a literalist and she's adding a whole component that was never even stated.
She's just doing a lot of lying here. And this is, you know, this isn't fun, Angela. Like, you're a fun housewife, but you don't need to resort to, like, making up lies about people. It's so stupid.
You don't need to, but said, thank you. It was funny.
Very funny. I was cracking up. And also just how she puts it. You go to Goodwill. Does somebody pull you up and say, you're so fine, I had to take your clothes? How does that even make any sense? But in Angela's mind, it's like, yep, that's... it's proof, people. It's proof. And Pinky's like, well, where's George at? I could use a donation. And Shamia's like, well, I just started investigating you today. And here's my findings. Can you please let your pants meet your shoes at some point? And then we see that she's taken a picture of Angela's pants being short. Like, really? She just said that you fucked George with the green beard and you're coming back with your feet big and your pants are too short.
Because Shamia thinks her way in to rattle Angela is to make comments incessantly about her feet. I guess them either being big or not properly connected to the pants, et cetera, et cetera. Shamia just is, she has an opening here to actually, you know, like, she could take the moral high ground here. Or she could actually be like, oh, and have the women gather around her, be like, Angela, that was too far. But she just is not equipped for these moments.
She waited for a feet comment. So then that gets everybody on Angela's side. And Portia's like, Shamia, you're getting very defensive. And I cracked up again because the woman just said she's fucking the guy with the green beard. The woman has a husband and children. And then Angela's out here accusing her of fucking somebody for a breast cancer check. And they're like, hey, don't call her big feet.
Or even imply it. So Shamia says, you know, in Dallas, Angela, you kept saying that I'm causing a division in the group. And then Cynthia's like, yeah, well, it wasn't just Angela. I'm like, uh-oh, this is bad. Now you got Cynthia jumping in against you. That's not good. So yeah. Shamia's like, well, that's kind of fucked up. She goes, well, a lot of us thought, like, when you're good, then you're good. And the ladies that are closest to you seem to be good. But when you're not, they're not.
And so Cynthia's like, well, you know, even if Shamia's name came up, like, you would get, like, super defensive, Pinky. And Pinky's like, what? And Kelly's telling us, the fact that you won't take this whole friend and turn it into a lap dog or a puppet master. Oh, no, that's not Kelly. That's This is Kelly. The fact that you want to take this whole friend and turn it into a lap dog or puppet master. No, bitch, I'm a friend. Like, maybe you guys should try it. And K. Michelle's like, ain't no I in team, but it is an idiot. And I'm not following any of these ladies. And Shamia can't lead me nowhere but to the mall. And she's staying the mall. And every time you call Shamia, she's at somebody's store.
K. Michelle just on a whole different show, responding to different questions and allegations. Just taking it to a different place. Like, okay. I actually love K. Michelle on the show. I know there are a lot of people.
That girl's in
like
the go-round, if I ever seen it. I mean, what's that girl coming at me from? A Cinnabon?
She sold the A in Sbarro. That's what I say. Now we just got stuck with an S and a B right next to each other. Who does that? I don't do that. I'll tell you that much. I'll tell you where the A is. It's an ain't, as in I ain't spell that.
This fight's older than a curtain rod chain in a cost plus world market.
Whatever happened to KB Toys? Okay, I became K Michelle. I'm not KB because KB annoyed that KB Toys are gone.
Just ongoing commentary about mall shops.
Claire's. I never met Claire, but I already know I don't like her.
So Cynthia's like, I feel like you have the power to bring us together, Shamia. And she's like, oh, wow. Thanks. Wow.
That was hilarious pandering. Shamia's like, Cynthia, actually, that role is more fitting for you. Aren't you the friend that straddles the fence, or have you tilted the scale? So Cynthia's like, okay, whatever. Kelly's like, oh my God, look at Kay. She's looking for a jet to holiday flight right out of here. A current reference.
I mean, if any one of these girls has been accused of sleeping with a married man, it would have been made an issue. But now that it's happening to Shamia, everybody wants to brush it off. Shamia's rich as hell. I wouldn't want no woman to lose that type of money. I don't know what Shamia would do if she got kicked up out of that house. You can't live in structure.
So now she's defending Shamia. Before she's like, yes. I don't follow Shamia. Shamia's hurt me. And she spends all her time at the mall. And then it's like, how dare they make fun of Shamia? She has a family.
She's right, though. These people are nuts. They're like, wow, why is Shamia reacting just because someone said her husband is cheating or she's cheating on her husband? Crazy.
I think that actually speaks to the fact that she must be very annoying in person. That they are all like not even willing to like really even entertain what we would normally entertain for someone, which is like, that's cruel. That's too mean. That's too far. Angela, stop it. They're probably all like, good grief. You give it to her, you know?
Yeah, it seems so. So now they're going to have a rest before dinner and they all go check out their rooms. And Kelly didn't get an attached bathroom. So, you know, she's not loving that. But I mean, at this point, you should just be happy to have shelter.
I was about to say, she barely has an attached roof. Shamia's in her room and she gets a text from this woman, Ashley, who is George's wife. So Shamia's like, she shows Kelly the text and she says, Ashley said, hey, girl, call me when you get a chance. Angela's lying. And so the text read says from Ashley, it says, hey girl, call me when you get a chance. This is Ashley. I would love to clear up the lie that was told about us. And Shamia's like, yeah, because I didn't know you and I had beef and I thought I was, and you thought I was sleeping with your husband. Shaking my SMFH.
And Ashley's like, I never thought that. Angela's lying. She's like, well, then she had the nerve to deny asking you if you had any info on me and said you all want to just be on the show. And Ashley says, Angela's whole motive is to tarnish your name because of something you said about her, which I didn't ask because it wasn't my business. And I had no information for her. She lives feet from me. She's weird for even telling such a big lie, LOL, especially putting George in it.
George is so happy to be part of this. Now his green beard is on a national platform. He couldn't be more thrilled. By the way, wouldn't this count as an investigation on Shamia's end? Just saying.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Then meanwhile, Angela is trying to take a nap or whatever. And Shamia's showing the text to Pinky now. And Shamia's like, look at this. Isn't this wild? Not only trying to come for my marriage, you're trying to tear down my shit with the Hawks, too. And Angela's just like at her door because it's an old house, 1650. The doors are like basically made of paper, so she can hear everything that's happening.
Yeah. She's like, hey, what are you talking about, you bold bitch? Call him now. I'm like, oh, Angela. She's like, get out of my room. She's like, I'm not in your room. I haven't gone through your threshold. So, vampire rules. I'm not even in there.
Vampire rules. I've been invited into the house, but not into the specific room. I'm in a very strict vampire protocol right now. I literally can't even go into my closet right now to get my dress.
Then the original vampire ghost is in there like, oh my god, it's these nouveau vampires.
Everything is a boundary. Once you go in front door, everything is full access. Jesus.
Dumb, dumb.
It's a French
vampire. So Shamia's like, let me slam the door on this hoe. Excuse me, bye. And she slams the door in her face. And so Angela's just muttering in the hall, say that shit to my face, hoe. And so Angela's going to call Ashley now. So back in Shamia's room, she's like, she's obsessed. And Angela, we still hear Angela screaming, obsessed with what, Shamia? Open the door and talk. And Kelly's like, Bigfoot wants you to open the door.
So Shamia, I'm like, oh, too low. Even I fall for it. I'm like, too low, too low. So Angela's like, quit using my name. Shahoa. Which is, as far as Angela's burns go, maybe not the best, but I appreciated its very sweaty awkwardness. Shahoa. See what she did.
And she's like, damn, don't talk about me if you're not going to say that shit to my face. And Kelly looks out the door and she's like, peekaboo. And she goes, peekaboo, I see you. Playing hide and go seek. Come out then. And she's just like pacing around her room all pissed. So Pinky comes out and she's like, Angela, I was told to give you this olive branch. She gives her some little twig. It's like a twig. And she's like, take that cheap ass shit. That's whack and that's weak. Come outside and talk to me.
Then Portia appears and she's in a little baseball cap because she's taken off her wig and she basically is like, I just want to take my wig off and take a nap. And she's like, damn,
I just want to take my wig off, scratch my braids and take my bra off. And you guys are already fussing. Come on, man.
Shamia's like, you can do all your investigating all you want. But when you start lying and shit, you know, like once you put that kind of shit out there, it sticks. And then it takes forever for people to forget it. And do you understand how that shit looks and makes people feel? And Phaedra's like, I do get it. I think I've flown too close to the sun with that sort of shit before, so I definitely get it.
Yeah, and we see a flashback to 2014 where Kenya is accusing Phaedra of having an affair with Mr. Chocolate. And she's like, child, everything that's been done to her has already been done to me. Shoot. So then we go back to
Angela. By the way, that's how you know you're getting a good edit, when they show Kenya doing it to you instead of what you did to Candy.
No kidding. That's a good So now Portia comes in and she's like, okay, I just talked to Shamia and we're all agreeing just to leave it where it's at, okay? And Angela's like, I'm calling Ashley. So she calls Ashley, who picks up, and she's like, what's going on? What got back to you? She goes, well, Shamia said that I told you that her and George were fucking. I never told you her and George were fucking. And she's like, Ashley, baby, I never said that you said that. Sex is not even something we spoke about. Flashback to 30 minutes ago, Angela asking Shamia if she fucked George. Now, I implied it, but it didn't come from you, and I want to get in front of that with you.
Oh, okay. I made it up for myself. Yeah. Something that I created, not that you were messy. I was in full control of the mess. It was a 360 mess for me.
Your husband was fucking around.
I never said you said it. By the way, your husband's been fucking around. So Ash is like, yeah, but you pretty much just want to know if I had any information on Shamia, and I told you I didn't. I just wanted to remain mutual. I mean, that was pretty much it. She's like, okay, bye, Ashley. Also, Arlie's going to come over to play. Bye, bye. Sorry, I started a rumor on national TV that your husband's been cheating on you. Bye.
So, yeah, she's like, you pretty much just wanted to know if I had information on Shamia, and I told you I didn't, and I just wanted to remain mutual. And that was it. And she's like, bye. So she didn't get what she wanted, because now Angela looks really stupid. Mm-hmm. So Portia's like, okay, but where did it come up that he was fucking her? And Angela's like, me, it came from me. Like, it's the most sensible answer. And she's like, I never said anybody said anything. And Phaedra's like, because of the money.
Oh, yeah, the money part.
So she's like, yeah. Portia's like, yeah. If you think I'm going to give a reaction to Angela saying that Shamia slept with George, you're going to have to use AI because I'm not going to do it. So then they Photoshop Angela's face onto the bottom of Portia's mouth going, she did it. She fucked George.
And she's like, and by the way, don't do that in post. So now it's time for dinner. Everyone comes out in their outfits. They all look great, except Kelly's. I don't love Kelly's outfit. She's wearing this like blue, this big blue kind of like faux fur thing all over. And it kind of reminds me of like those like French poodles. And I just didn't like this look for her.
It's Grover. It's like she killed Grover and turned it into like some weird stripper bagpipe thing. It's bad. Mm-hmm. It's really bad.
It was like the French poodle in Oliver and Company. It's a little bit of a deep cut, but I think it had Bette Midler's voice. Clearly, this is a universal reference, everyone, right? Is everyone getting it?
Yeah, I was sticking with Grover.
Yeah. I'm not trying to compare Kelly to a dog. I'm saying her outfit reminded me of the French poodle from Oliver and Company that was voiced by Bette Midler. Everyone else, please get off my back. Okay.
Well, that outfit was terrible.
Georgette. Okay.
So,
specifically,
you're looking at the poster on your wall for reference. You're like, right.
Georgette. I'm like, I think we all remember Georgette, the French poodle from Oliver and Company. Thank you very much. Richard Mulligan was also a voice actor on that show. I mean, it really is a collaboration of many stars and luminaries.
I was like, I'll read the book.
Please, sir, can I have another? So anyway, they all come down.
So now Phaedra's planning dinner with a chef, like a intensive dinner, and people get in the car to go out, and Shamia is still upset. Of course, she's like, you saying I'm hoeing around and that they're paying me to sleep with them. I'm a married woman. I have a career. And I would like if she would stop attacking both. And then in the other car, Angela's like, well, I'm just glad you guys were there to hear my side of the story because I just want truth to prevail. And they're like, ooh, you were just caught in a pretty big stinker there, Angela.
Yeah. Phaedra's like, without receipt and some fact-finding, accusations like this can be very harmful. And I was accused of being a dart thrower last year, so it's like a circle.
Then we go to Cynthia and Drew and Kelly in a car, and Cynthia is like, I just don't understand why Angela would lie about that. I'm like, cause, you guys are on TV and trying to make stuff work here. So Cynthia says, you know, she trusts Angela, but she just doesn't believe that Shamia is having sex with an entire football team, an entire basketball team, and George. There's just not enough hours in the day.
Yeah, she's like, geez, how many hours are there? It's a lot of men to have sex with. So then back to the other car, Pinky's like, well, at least that text message vindicated you. And she's like, yeah, but now she'll just make something else up. And so now Drew, Kelly, and Cynthia, Drew saying, what I gather is a very confusing story. She's like, I can hurt your feelings. And it's like, well, what is that? And Kelly says, well, she didn't, though, because when somebody goes back and forth with a person and you keep saying, I can hurt your feelings, hurt my feelings and tell me what it is so we can just get it over with. Right.
Yeah,
this is crazy. They all need to just gather and tell Angela, you can't make up lies about people fucking people. I'm like,
right. Well, so now we have in the Portia and Phaedra and Angela car, Angela says that she wants to ask Shamia, why did she say what she said to my daughter? Because at the basketball game last week, as we see again here, Shamia says to Angela's daughter, like, you're a lot nicer than your mom. Which I remember at that moment, I was like, you should not be saying that to someone's daughter. Like, that's a shitty thing to say to someone. Like, that's like actually like rude. And that's maybe what has really set off Angela on this episode. I think she should have led with that at the lunch instead of this lie about George. Because this is a legitimate thing to have a frustration about.
Yeah, but now that you retaliate with your fucking people, you're fucking the green beard car crash guy. It's like, no one's going to care about the daughter thing now, you know? Angela's just not great at this still. God, she's funny. So,
I'm still on her side, even if she's...
You are?
Yeah, I mean, she fabric... It's not right. but just in terms of like, I'm still a fan of hers over Shamia's, which makes, I know, in a weird way, I do feel bad for Shamia. I do see Shamia as someone who's probably always wanted to be part of the popular group, and she just doesn't have the tools to do it. And so she's always probably, I'm assuming historically, been like left out, always been like number two sidekick. Like she didn't, the school quarterback went for someone else, not for her. And so she's probably been hurt a lot because of this. But man, she's just so annoying. So like, I'm very like sympathetic towards her plight in life, but I also wish she would just like pull back and just be kind of more just real and herself than this like performative drama club Anne Hathaway type.
Yeah. So Portia, Phaedra, and Angela. Angela's like, well, I didn't bring it up because I'm like, how low are we going to go bringing up my daughter? And Phaedra's like, yeah, we should raise the bar a little bit in this discussion. So they get to dinner and they're eating at a place called Bonnie Badger. And someone's like, what's that? And the guy's like, it's an animal. They're like what? Like what kind of animal? Like they guess something. I forgot what it was. Like a horse? And he's like, no, more like a skunk. And they're like, ew, he wants to eat at a place called Skunk.
Pinky's like, well, who was drunk and came up with that name? I also had a little THC when I came up with Slutty Vegan, so I'm not judging, okay? I'm like, thank you for wedging in that promotional moment.
I'm sure so, we'll find out about it in the TV series, okay?
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Shamia, as they sit down at this like Michelin star restaurant, by the way, the chef's name is his last name is Kitchen, so he was really born for this job. Shamia says, I just want to say something. We were at Angela's event, and one, I didn't like that you brought up to in front of the whole group because I was already getting my ass handed to me. But the other thing is, like, I don't have any smoke with Kay. And with that, like, we had nothing to do with anybody in the group. And, like, that's why, which is why I don't even know why that even came up, because she's talking about how Pinky had said at Angela's event, like, is everything good between you and Kay, Shamia? So she's saying, like, why did you bring that up in front of everyone? I didn't even have an issue with Kay and Michelle. And he made it seem like there was an issue.
And Kay Michelle's like, well, because something hurt me, and I talked to Pinky about it, okay? And you said to me that night, you come in my life like a hurricane. And I said, good or bad? And you said both. And Shamia's like, well, can you understand my perspective, though? Because when you bring them up, I feel the need to be on the defense. And she's like, but then you brought this up without me bringing them up before. She's like, but Kimberly. And she's like, well, I left that club that night in tears. I was a crying. I left in tears. Kay Michelle leaves in tears a lot.
Yep. She lives in tears.
That's the one thing I've learned. Yeah.
Yes. So Shamia's like, okay, I take accountability and I apologize and I won't do it again. So Kay Michelle's like, you know, like,
well, Shamia's been my friend and she's always let me know that what it's cost her, and I'm your friend, and me being your friend is making my other friends mad, and I don't give a shit.
And Kay's like, well, I appreciate your apology, and I also know you have a huge, huge heart. Okay. You have a huge heart, chrome heart. Is that a store in a mall, or is that just like its own store? I don't know. But your heart's so big, they should sell it in malls.
So Phaedra is, they're talking about what Pinky's going to eat. There's going to be nothing for her to eat on this menu. Phaedra's asking, like, what do we miss? What do we miss? And, you know, Pinky's like, yeah, but, you know, she fills her in and everything. And they're talking about the basketball event. And so Portia is, Pinky is like, by the way, did you guys feel the conversation went well? Shamia and Kay Michelle? And they were like, yes, this is a much needed conversation. And Kay Michelle's like, you know, I feel like things happen within the friendship, and the best way to deal with them is to discuss them. And that's what I did. I discussed them in my confessional to America and didn't say anything to you about it. Okay.
And they're like, Portia, you didn't complete your end of the bargain that you were supposed to do. Remember, you were supposed to have a talk too. And then we see a flashback of Pinky saying, well, I already talked to Kay and I'm going to talk to Shamia, and I want you and Kay to have a conversation. And Portia's like, don't you do that. Let me do it. I'll have it. So she didn't do it. And she's like, I didn't have time. The party just started. She goes, okay, well, how do you think the conversation went, Shamia? And Shamia's looking annoyed. And Kay's like, well, I think it was indeed a conversation. Me and Shamia have a strong friendship, and I feel that things happen within the friendship, And the best way to deal with them is to discuss them to America, let them fester, then calm down about them, and then say, you're welcome to Shamia.
So Pinky tells us, I worked on the Maury Show for almost 3 years, and it was such a good experience because it allowed me to learn how to deal with unhealed people. I'm like, yes, that's... I'm sure that was the big takeaway from working on the Maury Povich Show, is connecting with the unhealed people. And I was like, you just told them, there's the green room, get on stage, don't make this, don't punch someone in the face.
I learned a lot in those 3 years. How to attach mics was a big one. I was so... Kelly saying, well, I'm glad that you ladies were able to have that one-on-one time where so many people could not like dive into the situation, and you really come to resolutions. Okay, everybody, now no matter... Oh, and then Kelly's like, and no matter what we go through in this group, we can get to know each other on another level. Phaedra, you having my back, I really want to thank you and your professionalism. Okay. And Phaedra's like, oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
And Angela's saying, like, do you know how much lawyers cost? Kelly is getting sued from east to the west, the north to the south, and you're getting free counsel. Maybe I will stand up and do a speech too.
Mm-hmm. So now they ask Portia how Sway is doing and if she could actually be with a woman long term. And Portia says she's always just imagined herself with a husband and how that looks. But now she pays for her own damn bills and she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah. And so then we start talking about Pinky was also in a relationship with a girl for a while, for 3 years actually. And, they didn't get married, but so they're basically all kind of start sharing tales of being with women in the past.
Yeah, and they're asking her why they didn't get married, and she's like, because I like something a little long and strong. And she said, what ended the relationship is something that happened internal, not because I met the other person. And Phaedra's like, well, I've always known that Pinky, honey, she lives in the Lady Pond, had her whole body submerged in the Lady Pond. So Pinky would probably date a woman again, and she's like, I like to have fun. I'm a grown-ass woman. And Portia's like, you should. So Phaedra's saying that she was shocked when she heard that Pinky was marrying a man. And she's like, but you've done it once. You'll do it twice. You'll do it thrice.
Mm-hmm. Gay Michelle starts talking about her experiences with other women and how there was a woman that was like in her life. And she's like, I thought I was going to be full out gay. I moved her to Atlanta and she hopped on top of my brand new car because I was talking to men. And she tried to beat me up and she ended up with my hairdresser.
So that was the end of her lesbian chapter.
Oh my God. Gay Michelle, she just has such a way. And Portia's like, what's that in the entertainment business? She's like, well, she wanted to be an actress, but she never did nothing. She was on the couch, though.
So she's like,
yeah, I don't have man look took from me, but I don't have a woman taken from me too. Enough of the gayness. I want to be straight again.
She's like, I thought being a lesbian was going to solve these issues.
Yeah. So let's see. Phaedra has never, Angela has never, Shamia has never. And then Portia gives her a look and she's like, well, I kissed a girl, not open mouth. And they're like, did you like it? And Shamia says, yeah. And, you know, I've watched some lesbian porn, too. And they're like, ooh, lesbian porn's so sexy. And Gay Michelle goes, Tasty Black. That is a good lesbian porn site. Tasty Black. That's the one I watch. It's neck and neck with Netflix for me.
So then Drew's like, Portia, didn't you say that Shamia did kiss a girl? I think it was Candy. And Shamia's like, I didn't kiss Candy, but I have kissed a girl. And Drew's like, well, I remember Portia had said that. And then like they were all laughing and having a good time. And now it's like, oh God, here we go. And yeah, everyone's like,
Portia, here you go, Portia. Here's a fight for you.
Drew has this look like, guys, someone's got to get this scene going, okay? So Pinky's like, well, I was, by the way, speaking of nothing in particular, I was in the car earlier with Angela and Drew, and that was my first time with the two-on-one, and I really enjoyed the car ride, but we just talked about why there was a breakdown in the friendship, and I realized that it really is just like a gap in communication on a lot of things. So Angela, are you good? Are you good, Angela? Do you want to voice anything right now, Angela?
Well, I'm good. But Shamia, at Maggie Madness, did you approach my daughter? It's like, no, I didn't approach your daughter, but I did meet your daughter. Did you say anything to my daughter that could have been offensive to me? She's like, I did. Absolutely. Yes. I said that she's sweeter than you. And she's like, well, that's not something you say to a child. You don't understand what we're going through at this moment. And you overstepped a boundary. So I understand if you and I go back and forth, but don't include my daughter.
So Drew says, I feel like everything Shamia does, it's misdirection to Portia. If she's talking to Kelly, she really wants to talk to Portia. If she's talking to me, it's because she really wants to talk to Portia. If she's talking to Angela, she's probably having Portia's face on Angela's face. I think Shamia at some point just needs something from Portia, and she's not getting it. Which, by the way, Drew Sidora, I think that was an accurate assessment. Drew Sidora, I think getting it right today.
So Shamia apologizes and Angela says, well, what was your implication? She says that you're a mean girl. Well, didn't you imply that my husband didn't love me and that he steps out on me? And she's like, girl, it's only a rebuttal to everything you say about me. She's like, but does that make it right? Oh my God, Angela.
Yeah. Angela, you're about to, when you get confronted as to why you made up this rumor about George, you're going to say, because it was a rebuttal about what she said about me. So don't start rebuttal shaming, because you're going to be needing to use that excuse very soon.
Rebuttal shaming. So Shamia is like, well, today you said I was fucking George. She goes, I did say that. Okay. Well, when we throw out these allegations, it's low because people are quick to believe a lie before they believe the truth. And when you come in to receipts, sometimes it's too late. Okay. And so let's bring up the receipts from his wife since you want to. She's like, okay, go ahead. So Shamia is like, Pinky, as someone who's worked in the reality TV industry, could you please read the receipts?
So she starts going to. So Pinky's like, okay, this is from Ashley. Hey, girl, call me when you get a chance. I would love to clear up the lie that was told about us. And then Shamia responds, yeah, because I didn't know that you and I had beef, and you thought I was sleeping with your husband, shaking my fucking head. And Ashley says, never thought that. Angela's lying, laughing emoji. And Ashley says, Angela's whole motive is to tarnish your name because of something she said. Basically, this is all the same stuff as we read before. So Shamia goes, that's your neighbor. And Pinky goes, end scene. So Portia's like, I need the audiobook.
Huh? Yeah. And they're like, why, Angela? Why? And she's like, girl, you're a goddamn liar. See, what we didn't know is we called Ashley, and Ashley and I spoke for 2 minutes.
Like 2 minutes? That's all you got? Yes, 2 minutes. And Ashley said that you told her that I said that she said you fucked George. And I said, no, I said you fucked George. I asked her, did you know? Because I'm about to go off on you and I don't want to hurt your feelings. So let's get the story straight. So Angela does this whole explanation that barely makes sense. Because again, let me restate this sentence. Ashley said that you told her that I said that she said you fucked George. So Shamia is like, what are you making up lies about? She's like, one lie at a time. Shaliar. So she's still workshopping. Like,
you're the one who's lying. She's a liar.
She tried Shahoa earlier, and now she's Shahora, at Shaliar.
Yeah.
Shahora.
Yeah.
So,
So Pinky's like, so you're basically saying you didn't say Ashley said it. And Kelly's like, you even said that George paid her. And Angela said, George said I paid her. And Shamia's like, for charity. I think this fight is so stupid. Come on now. And Cynthia's like, if George's wife is texting the said person who is allegedly fucking him that it's not true, then I think we have no case here. But ask Phaedra.
Phaedra's like, Your Honor, let the record show that Angela Oakley's allegations are pure baloney. I rest my case. So Pinky's like, so is he confirming that you that they had sex? Angela's like, well, I didn't have a conversation with him. I just said it. They're like, okay, got it. Shamia's like, your receipts don't land. Just like you created that shit against Phaedra, you're creating this shit against me because you're a lying ass bitch.
It's like, I set it up against Phaedra. Yes, you create shit. You fabricate shit. It's like, girl, you're delusional. Some delusional. You act like you're married to the fucking Prince of Zamunda, bitch. She's like, I am.
I'm married to the Prince of Kenya, bitch. And she goes, okay, well, bark on one Lego, you lapdog bitch. Arf, 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 arf.
Oh, God, this is ridiculous. And Shamia's like, that nose is going to be lifting the rest of your life, ho. It's like, okay, you angry bird-looking bitch. Is Beyonce in the motherfucking room?
Guys, they're going to kick us out. We're actually in like a nice restaurant, so please do not waste this money that we spent for Phaedra's birthday, please. At the end of the day, we know things have to be discussed, then we just have to move on at some point, because honestly, then it just goes to insults. You know, we talk now, but we're just going to like raise the roof on this house. So please, this is a nice restaurant. Can we wait till we're at like some cheap free meal? Thanks.
Yeah. So now they just agree to all get along, which of course means that dinner's over. There's nothing else to film. So we go back to the house and Portia and Phaedra are having takeout and Cynthia comes in wearing a beret and like full on costume pajamas. And they're like, damn, you're really dedicated to the bit, babe. And Drew has a headline from Reality Blib. Kelly Farrell's ex-husband Mark files a $200 million lawsuit against Bravo over comments made about him on Real Housewives. And Cynthia's like, $200 million? You're not going to win that.
Yeah, you're not. You're definitely not.
No.
So they're like, oh, wow. Because Kelly comes in and they're like, wow, we just saw this. We just saw this article. And Kelly's like, you know, all this time I stayed quiet. It's like, you want to just keep peace. And I want to protect my girls at all costs, especially if it means I could film them where they could be unprotected. And then at some point you just get tired because it's like you fight so much. And I don't think people understand when I was like this, like I got this capacity and like you don't have a lot left in you, right? It's just like hard. And like you're fighting everyone. You're fighting your children. You're fighting your business. You're fighting in the friend group. It's so hard.
And Portia's like, and you're fighting me too. Don't forget.
And she's like, and I don't want to fight with you anymore. She says, I don't want to fight either. So they basically bury the hatchet now. You know, they have one of these kind of like drunken late night, like everything is fine now conversations, which never seem to really work out. But for now, that it will.
Well, yeah, they're all going through divorces, too. So Drew's crying, too. She's like, what about me? What about me and my house that I'm going to lose? Or I guess. Yes. And Portia's like, it's more than about the house. It's where the home is, which better be that $7 million house. And so they all agree to get along. It's nice. And Phaedra and, Portia and Kelly officially make up again. And everybody's like, isn't this so beautiful? And then Portia's like, y'all need to go to your rooms and masturbate.
And sleep well tonight. Yeah. So the first day of the Scottish trip is done. Some spiciness, some resolution. And we'll have to see what the rest of the trip offers us. But in the meantime, thanks everyone for being here. Stick around for our Rhode Island recap coming up next on the podcast feed. And also join us on Amazon this afternoon. And we will catch you on the next Watch What Crappens. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again?
We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hoggle your horses, it's Christine Hoggle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with Kay Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.